or as we like to call it around here, MCG.
Yes.
Welcome to the MCG.
My Car Guru.
That's it.
My Car Guru, because the listeners own me. I'm theirs, available for their questions and concerns, how to take care of their vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
What to do when you want to sell your car. Right now, I'll buy it. I'll tell you what, Timmy, I'm having a big problem right now finding cars.
Oh, I was going to
say. Finding cars for a reasonable price.
Okay, I was going to say doctors could maybe help you, but.
No, they can't help me with that.
No, not for that.
No, I was supposed to be at the auction today, but I instead knew how desperate you were to see me.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks, so I said, you know, I hope he comes up here today because I just don't know if I can go on without your visit here this week. I like your hat. I said.
It's so touching.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, I'm touching that way. Can be touching that way. You got to watch out saying stuff.
Yeah, I was just getting the way you said that was just a little weird. But anyway.
Touching sentiments.
Got pulled over again this morning on the way up here.
Yeah, well, you know.
Driving through the school zone. I had to make a decision this morning when I got up. I said, okay, am I going to drive a horizontally opposed six-cylinder engine in a Porsche Carrera 4S, or am I going to drive the Mach-E?
A horizontally opposed.
Yeah, you know, pistons that go to the side.
Oh, okay.
Horizontally as opposed to vertically opposed.
Okay.
Horizontally
okay.
opposed. They that's why they call it a boxer-style engine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like a boxer.
Gotcha.
But anyway, yeah, I've got a 2005. It's hard to believe that car is that old, but a 2005 Porsche 911 Yeller. It's Yeller.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets noticed by the cops, too. I've learned a lesson recently. It's come to roost that there's a lot of police out there, and they just really want to pull you over, and especially if you're breaking the law. Imagine that. But I was going through a school zone doing my 15 miles an hour like I was supposed to, and cruised right by this. I saw it was a county, Greene County sheriff or deputy sitting there. And I got a little bit down the road, and I saw him pull out, and I said, uh-oh, I wonder if he's going to follow me. So I took a quick left turn as an evasive maneuver. Just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And he followed me there, too, and turned the blue lights on when I got to the 7-Eleven market. We pulled into the parking lot. He kind of sits back there. I could see him talking and looking and stuff in my rearview mirror. And finally, he emerges from the vehicle, saunters up to my car, and I said, you want to buy it? I was the first to speak. He said, what is this? And I said, well, he said, I saw the horse on the back like a Mustang. Is it a Mustang? And I said, well, it's a Mach-E, which, trust me, you're not the only person confused by that.
Mm-hmm.
The entire automotive world was confused as to why Ford decided to name their new electric vehicle after the Mustang. But he said, well, I pulled you over because I didn't see a tag, but I see it there in your seat. You know, that should be on the back of the car. And I said, I know. I apologize for that. He said, well, now, tell me about this car. So we sat there, and I told him about the car. Yesterday, I was driving through Chick-fil-A. I have kind of fallen in love with their mac and cheese, but I shouldn't be eating it that often.
It's good stuff. It is.
I got the chicken sandwich, no pickle with mac and cheese and a big tea.
Boy, that's a winner there.
It's a big combo. Yeah. Sit there and eat it. But anyway, it's the first time I'd ever been in a car, and a young man says, what is this? And I said, well, this is a Mustang Mach-E. He says, that's the electric car. He said, that is so cool. So what would you like? And I told him. He says, sir, would you mind pulling up there? I don't want to take a picture of your car.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, my car's famous.
So he can say, look here what came through the drive-thru.
Yes, and it is a novelty right now. You know, I think when the new Bronco comes out, it will be a novelty. The Bronco Sport is. I just love having vehicles that are sought after right now.
Conversation pieces.
Yeah. The new Nissan Rogue has been completely redesigned, and it's very much sought after right now. The Nissan sales, I was looking at the all the dealer sales for this region from Chattanooga, or really North Georgia, all the way up through Upper East Tennessee. I think the northeasternmost dealer is Gatton in my particular region, Bill Gatton Nissan. And sales, all Nissan dealers look phenomenal. I think Nissan will probably be the number one selling brand in East Tennessee this month.
You think? Wow.
It's just, and we're having, our sales have gone up 2.5 times since our grand opening. So it worked at first. You know, we'll have to see what happens long term. You for so long, we just didn't have a presence. I mean, we were a Ford dealer selling Nissans for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just could not get over the perception issue there. You know, just people not. It's funny, you can do all this advertising, you can spend hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on television, radio, you know, print, internet, stuff like that, and people still is there a Nissan dealer in Greenville? People just, you just can't get through. But at that presence, you know, we've got 35, 36,000 cars a day passing in front of us. Hopefully that big building with the big Nissan sign of it will get their attention. So far it has. And I'm really grateful that people are enjoying the new experience that we have in buying a Nissan. We've taken out some of the steps that people really don't like, trying to make kind of an internet buying experience in-house, where you know you do it at your pace. You know, you're able to sit down and build the financial aspect of a car sale to where it fits your budget, and you don't feel the pressure. You know, there's just too many places where you walk into and immediately you feel pounced upon. And I think most customers don't like that. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I think probably 99% of the customers don't like it.
And the whole process, the game that's played, too many dealers price their cars differently on the lot than they do online. And that's not really fair. I don't know that it's illegal, but it should be. You know, it should be unethical. If you have a price, if a car priced online for $29,995, okay, online, and the customer comes in and they didn't see your online discount, and they ask you, well, how much is this car? You tell them $35,000, and they end up buying it. What's going to happen when they go home and then just happen to go online for some reason or another? I don't know why they would, and see that other price. Are they going to go back to the dealership and get a $5,000 refund? They should.
They should, yeah.
And I'm sure that has happened before, you know, that's something that you should watch out for. If you're going to a car dealership to look at a car, make sure you check the online price first. Do a screenshot, you know, just print it out. If you're not internet savvy, which a lot of folks aren't, some of them don't even have smartphones yet. I would say that a person who is still using a flip phone is not is the opposite, on the opposite end of the spectrum to a computer nerd, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and they're usually probably not shopping online very much.
No. But they should. And if they can't, then they need to call their nephew or their child or somebody that can go online and you know, look at the pricing on the cars. Also, be careful to look at those disclaimers, too. Tim, you know what a disclaimer is? Describe what a disclaimer is. You've been in the media business for a long time. Just what is, Tim, a disclaimer?
Well, it's something that is legally required for you to... you know, and usually it's in fine print if it's a print ad, or if it's on TV, it's very fine where you almost can't see it. Talking about the terms of the whatever you're buying, for instance, a car, you know, must be a so much down payment based on so many months or whatever.
Yeah, if it's a payment ad.
Right.
Yeah. If it's a payment ad, if it's a price, you know, you need to say, well, what does that price not include? What should it include?
I would say it's the stuff that should be in the ad and has to be in the ad, but yet you don't want to advertise necessarily. You want to kind of hit other highlights of it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, okay, in an internet, if you're shopping online, you're going to pull up a vehicle, and let's say it's a Nissan Kicks, okay? So you're going to see, you're going to click on it, and then it's going to expand it, and you'll have more detailed information there, and it's going to have the MSRP or the retail price or whatever the dealer's using, minus a discount, and then you've got your final price. And then it will say what rebates are eligible or could be eligible for this video. That's where it starts to get complicated. We'll talk about that a little after the break.
All right. We'll take a break. Be right back with My Car Guru. And we're back here on MCG, not to be confused with MSG. That's that stuff they put on salads to preserve them or something.
Yeah, and it makes you swell up.
Does it?
That's what I've heard.
Sometimes
MSG?
Yeah, it makes people
Is that
sick.
Like monosodium glutamate?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it makes you swell up.
Well, it can do that. I'm sure it makes some people sick and that kind of stuff. But we hope that MCG doesn't make anybody sick.
No, shouldn't.
Yeah.
Unless they just bought a car and paid too much.
Yeah.
And didn't call me.
Yeah.
Or took too little for their trade-in.
Right.
You know, Green County's an interesting market. You know, it's the second largest county in the state of Tennessee. When we moved there in 1971, the top three employers were Magnavox, which had about 5,000 employees, the Austin Tobacco Company, because Greene County was the center of Burley tobacco market, basically in East Tennessee, or really in Tennessee, and then Pet Milk, and none of them are there anymore.
Pet still got the big smokestack with Pet written.
Yeah, but it's owned by, it's a warehouse owned by Warehouse Logistics.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, the market is interesting because if you want to go to Knoxville, you got to drive through Greene County, basically, unless you go on 11W. But if you're traveling down down Interstate 81. You're going through Greene County, going to Knoxville. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard many years ago that the interstate could have gone through Greenville, but the powers that be at the time in Greenville, Tennessee, really favored low wages, mm-hmm. especially for the tobacco industry. Mm-hmm. And they knew that if they allowed a major interstate to go right through the heart of Greene County and run through Greenville, that that would have an impact of economic growth and bring a lot of people mm-hmm. in. And that was why the interstate runs where it does.
Hmm. Didn't know that.
Well, it was a very solid, very fact-based rumor. But anyway, it's been a good car market, and there's a lot of folks that come to Greenville recognize that come from Kingsport and, you know, Hawkins County and Hamblin County, mm-hmm. Cock County. Not so much from Washington County because, you know, when you have the mall, you remember when the mall came there, mm-hmm. it became a retail market. Johnson City is really I know that Kingsport and Bristol people might resent this comment, and maybe it's changing now with all of the Pinnacle and all that kind of stuff, but right. Johnson City is kind of the retail hub. Would you agree with that?
Well, there's of the Tri-Cities. A lot of places to shop, and there's also a lot of restaurants.
Yeah.
A lot of people. You know, some people, when I'm elsewhere and I'll say something about Johnson City, if they've been there before, they'll say, oh, that's where they got all them restaurants, you know.
Yeah.
Because you see a restaurant just
about. Well, it didn't used to be known for that. I mean, pretty much all they had was the Peerless.
That's it, yeah. Peerless was there for a long time. And the McDonald's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the deli, the famous deli that's not here anymore?
Oh,
Poor Richards. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so you've got this huge county just to the west, mm-hmm. and you've got this magnetic pull of business, and that's why I think the car dealers in Johnson City, for the most part, are the biggest volume dealers in the Tri-Cities. It didn't used to be that way. I know Looney Chevrolet and Gatton Chevrolet used to sell the most Chevrolets. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was always a battle between Sherwood and Gatton and Looney, okay? Mm-hmm. And now it's, what's it called, Courtesy in Kingsport.
Yeah.
It's still Gatton in Bristol. But, you know, now the big dog is Champion. You know, he sells the most.
Mm-hmm.
And the Honda dealer that sells the most is in Johnson City. The Toyota dealer that sells the most is in Johnson City. And so that's a pretty powerful magnet. But what you've got all these communities around it. You know, all these counties like Unicoi and Greene and
Johnson.
And and all these other counties. And when they go out of town, where do they go? Well, in Greene County is so big that a lot of people, and you're so close to Morristown, that a lot of people, about not half the county, but about a third of that county, when they go out of town to eat, they go west. They go to Morristown.
Hmm.
And if they really want to eat really good, they go to Knoxville.
I was going
to
say Knoxville. Morristown doesn't really have a whole lot of different.
You'd be surprised. How long has it been since you've been down to Morristown?
I've been to Morristown a lot. With basketball, doing basketball. But
okay.
I guess the way I go, I don't see that many restaurants. They must be elsewhere.
Well, they are, kind of east and west. I mean, they're on one end or the other.
Right.
But so Greene County is kind of split. So when it comes to advertising, it makes it kind of difficult. So which TV stations does Gateway have to advertise on?
Mm-hmm.
Which radio station? You know, TV is more so because a lot of people on the west side of that line that goes through Greene County, they watch Channel 10, WBIR in Knoxville, instead of WCYB.
It's an interesting market in Greenville because of what you just said there. There's more, you know, most places around here, one TV station kind of dominates what they watch.
Yeah.
And Greenville is an interesting market because, like you said, a lot of people will watch. Well, they have two NBC affiliates to choose from. In other words, they have, and they have two CBS affiliates, Channel 8 and Channel 11 to choose from. Yeah.
The to get back to our original premise, what we were talking about, you know, there's all kinds of places you can market. But see, the internet levels the playing field because I can compete. I'm selling vehicles all over the country now, mm-hmm. literally, because mm-hmm. of the internet. Back in the 70s, 80s, 95% of my business came from Greene County.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started to change a little bit, and we started marketing to other communities. Mm-hmm. I remember I got a hateful phone call from a dealer in Kingsport one time because I ran an ad in the Kingsport Times, Times News, because we just didn't do that.
Right. It was a courtesy more. It
right.
wasn't illegal or anything.
Yeah, but there was this Chevrolet dealer in Morristown that came in. His name was Scott Lewis. And his partner, and I like Scott Lewis now. I didn't like him then. Ben Williamson was a partner. Love Ben Williamson. He has Lakeway Automotive, one of the best used car dealers in East Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
is in Morristown. But he was one of the partners in Scott Lewis. And they started advertising in Greenville Sun. And I said, it was like, you know, what's going on here? You know, they're not supposed to advertise on our paper. And so I called him, you know, and I felt like an idiot when I did it. Mm-hmm. As I'm doing it, I'm saying, he can do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
But the internet has made it all a level playing field. The big disadvantage, though, is to cut to the customer. So that customer goes to that vehicle page. They're looking at that Nissan Kicks, okay, and they see this price, and they see the discount, and they see all these rebates. You should be able to buy the car for that price, right?
Right.
But then you go, and most people don't even bother to read the fine print. They call the dealership. They say, okay, I'm interested in this Nissan Kicks, this particular stock number, VIN number, whatever. They go to the dealership, and the whole game changes. Well, that price did not include our processing fee. That price did not include the $995 transportation charge, nor did it include the options that are on this vehicle.
Mm.
You know, we deduct all the options, so why do you do that?
Yeah,
what could be the possible answer for that? I mean, how unfair is that to go to all that trouble, to drive all the way from Newport, you know, to Johnson City, so to speak, to buy a particular vehicle, and you find out that the price didn't even include the air conditioning?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it happens every day.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure before you go into the dealership, print it all out, make sure that you have the people that you're dealing with online. You may be using text messaging with them to go back and forth,
mm-hmm.
or you may be using the phone. But if you're using text messaging, take pictures with your phone of the conversation. There's no way for you to save the conversation when you're in the dealership's website. Okay,
mm-hmm.
if you're doing chat, for example,
mm-hmm.
and the person says, "We will sell you this car for this," get your phone out, take a picture of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you leave, that's gone. Mm-hmm. You know, that chat conversation is poof.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the air. And so then when you go to the dealership and they start changing the game, say, "I'd like to speak to the general manager, please."
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, because you aren't selling me the car for what you told me you were selling me the car
mm-hmm.
for. And I drove all the way here from Newport,
mm-hmm.
and I expect to be able to buy the car for that. Well, he's not here. Well, then who's the next person in charge?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tim, you know that there's different kinds of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will push that issue. Some of them will make a scene and start throwing furniture around. We don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them will push the issue. Some of them will just leave. And some of them will just lay down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're called in the car industry, those people that just lay down?
Just lay down? What?
They're called lay downs.
That's a good term for it.
I wonder who made that up. Don't be a lay down.
Mm-hmm.
If
your name is Sally, lay down Sally.
Yeah. Especially if your name is Sally.
That's right.
But no, don't lay down. Don't take it. It's unfortunate that car buyers have to deal with this stuff. But until the state of Tennessee starts cracking down on dealer advertising, which they're going to, Tennessee Automobile Association newsletter says that that effective April the 15th, isn't that tax day? It's not tax day.
May 15th.
Yeah.
Or May 17th. Yeah.
That April 15th, the state of Tennessee is going to start monitoring all forms of media. Well, they better have a pretty good sized staff,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be able to do that. And they're going to start fining dealers anywhere from $100 to $5,000 per violation per day. Okay?
That can be expensive.
Yes. And so it's absolutely critical that consumers push back on that mm-hmm. kind of stuff and know what you're walking into before you walk into it. 10-4?
10-4 on that, good buddy. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up right after this. Back here, wrap up My Car Guru for this Tuesday morning. I was going to ask you, I had a question. You were talking about the success of Nissan locally, that you expect it, what you expect from it. Do you kind of think now and expect that it will surpass Mazda that you used to be a part of?
It blew by Mazda years ago.
Yeah. Already?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Okay.
Mazda is about 250,000 units a year
okay.
in this country, and Nissan is right at 1 million.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so Nissan is a lot bigger than...
Okay.
Than Mazda, but you know they're building good products. I'm very happy to be a Nissan dealer. I love the relationships that I have with
mm-hmm.
with Tim Gilbert, the regional VP. He's over the Southeast region.
Mm-hmm.
My local representatives, service and sales, are very helpful and cooperative. And you know, it's a good brand. I mean, they're coming back out with a version of the. You remember the original 240Z?
Mm-hmm.
Coming out in 2022. We've got an all-new Nissan Pathfinder, which is a three-row passenger vehicle,
mm-hmm.
Four-wheel drive, and a competitor for the Toyota Highlander and the the Kia Telluride and the Ford Explorer. So they're just they're getting their act together. You know, they fell on a little bit of hard times because of the controversy over their CEO, Carlos Ghosn, and him getting arrested and all that. But anyway, they're on a good path right now, and I'm happy to be a Nissan dealer.
Very good. Yeah. All right, that'll do it for My Car Guru for this Tuesday morning, and we'll talk to you in the middle of the week on Wednesday tomorrow morning.